Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast, hosted by me, Becca Kavanaugh. This podcast is for you if you are ready to live a life full of pleasure, passion, and prosperity through your feminine flow and magnetism. This podcast will give you everything you need to step into your power, embrace your inner slut, and fall in love with being a woman, even in today's society. Every week, we cover topics like spirituality, relationships, sex, pleasure, and living a pussy-led life. I have used these tools and teachings to create a business from flow, reignite passion in my relationships, have mind-blowing sex, and manifest the really big stuff like my dream apartment, soulmate clients, and money in my bank account. And I did all this while prioritizing pleasure and embracing my feminine radiance. So now I teach my clients to create their own version of success through the power of their pleasure and live a life that turns them the fuck on. The thoughts and perspectives I share on the show are my own through the lens of my lived experience as a privileged, white, cis, straight, able-bodied woman. I do fully believe that living a pleasure-filled life is inclusive and possible for everyone. And I am always open to receiving feedback on which I can improve. All in all, take what feels really good and pleasure-filled and leave the rest. I want you to think of this podcast as your weekly dose of pleasure that will get your juices flowing and leaving you craving for more. I am so turned on to have you here, so let's just dive in. Hello, everybody. Before we get into today's episode, I have a juicy offer for you guys. If you guys remember Lindsay Means, she was on the podcast a little while ago. I'll link our podcast episode together because it was so, so good. And she talks about human design and all those things. Lindsay asked me to come on and talk to her audience about pleasure-based business. And she has a free membership site that's called Creating Alchemy Membership. And I will leave that link down in the description for you guys to just like join. It's absolutely free. There's all these other masterclasses that she's bringing on other guests talking about inner child healing, human design, and then also me talking about pleasure-based business. So if you guys want to be a part of this, I will actually have the links as well inside the Sacred Slut Sisterhood Facebook group. So if you're in that or you want to join that, I will also leave that link down in the description for you guys. But you can join my Facebook group and join the Zoom link when it's time on March 5th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Just you can hop on, and if you guys join live, you guys can ask me questions live and everything like that. So if you are an entrepreneur or wanting to be an entrepreneur or just want to learn about how to infuse pleasure into business or in your work, definitely you want to be there. Like I said, absolutely free. I will leave the links all down below for you guys to get in so that way you don't miss it. It will be on March 5th at 11 a.m. Pacific, and I hope to see you all there. And yeah, that's all I have for you today, and I will let you get inside the episode. Hello, sweet soul, and welcome back to the Sacred Slut Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today. Today, we have a juicy topic. We are talking all about investing, embodied investing. So when it comes to money, that's what we are talking about today. So this was kind of inspired by a post that I saw inside of one of these Facebook groups that I'm in. I'll link it down below for you guys to get in if you are a pleasure-based business owner or want to be in a space with a bunch of coaches that are pleasure-based business owners, and highly, highly recommend. I will leave the group down in the comments for you to join. But somebody asked, you know, what is kind of the relation or connection between sex and money? And I, of course, you guys know that I have a lot to say on the topic, and I've pretty much dedicated two other episodes to this topic. So if you haven't checked those out, definitely do. I'll also link those down in the description or in the show notes, whatever. And so I was basically like, I have a whole podcast episode about this, and I decided to re-listen to that podcast episode, and I realized like, oh my God, I just have so much more to say on this and how to really, you know, spend wisely, how to invest, how to really, you know, go about it from like a embodied, pleasure-based, spiritual, sexy way, right? Which we all know that's my whole vibe around here. So today I kind of want to talk about different ways to invest, how to really step into this different energetic version of looking at money and investing in money, spending money, and everything like that. So, talking about how we spend our money and what that looks like, and how we can kind of, a lot of the times we have spent, and I'm sure we all have at one point, thanks to all the advertisements, all the things, right? All the things, especially geared towards women, beauty products, everything like that. A lot of the times we spend or overspend a lot from a disempowered place. And what this would look like is, you know, I want to basically spend on certain products, or I want to spend on certain clothes, and I want to spend on certain things. And I'm doing this from a place of I want to feel good. So almost like that retail therapy, which is like I'm feeling really bad about myself and I'm putting my worth or whatever into this item, right? I'm putting this, my energy of like the need or the desire to feel really good in my body and however I'm feeling, and I'm going to put it in this very external material thing. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. However, it becomes a little tricky and sticky or disempowering, right? When we spend out of a place of true unalignment. And that can look like spending from a place that is disempowering, right? It's like, I am going to spend on X, Y, and Z so that way it'll make me feel like really beautiful, instead of like spending from a very empowered place, which is I already feel this way on the inside and I want this thing to complement how I am feeling on the inside, right? I want this to be a representation of how I feel on the outside. I want to look externally how I want, how I feel on the inside, right? I want to be a representation of me. Or we could also use, you know, certain material items as like, this is where I'm going, the type of person that I want to be, right? This is an expander for me. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit. I'm getting a little bit too excited and ahead of myself here. But I see this a lot with like this kind of like disempowered spending, which, by the way, when we spend money this way, and there is absolutely no fault or guilt or anything like this, I think that we're kind of set up for failure, right? When it comes to the beauty industry or whatever it may be. And the beauty industry can be really empowering, but it can also be very, very, as we all know, disempowering, right? It could be very false. It could be very illusional, you know, like illusions and everything like that, right? So of course, you know, it's not necessarily our fault. Things have kind of been like, you know, turned against us of being like, just buy, consume, whatever it may be. And I think that this often, as you've probably seen, I have definitely seen, is that it gives us like a short-term high. So like retail therapy, all those things, right? It gives us a very short-lived experience. And when we talk about investing, like truly investing, and not just, you know, there's investing and then there's embodied investing, right? And embodied investing is like, is this going to amplify me? Is this going to be an actual investment that, you know, I'm stepping into this next version of myself? It's an expander. It's, you know, all these things, right? And it's not just about the material item, right? Because you can invest in, of course, I think when we think of investing, we think of like the stock market, or we think about like school or courses or personal development, whatever it may be, right? But material things can be at a true, true investment, right? But at the end of the day, are we seeking this investment from a disempowered place, or this ego, right, place where we are like, I need this to flex on my friends, or I need this to feel worthy, or I need this to flex on how, you know, whatever, whatever. But you could buy that same item from an embodied place of like, this is in alignment with who I am on the inside. And it makes me feel so expansive. It makes me feel in alignment with my true self. So that to me would be like a true embodied investment, right? Even if it's a material thing, it can still be an expander. It can still be something that aligns us with where we want to be and who we want to become, and also be a true representation of who we are on the inside, right? And how we are already embodied or in pleasure or whatever it may be, right? And so really looking back, and when we think about embodied spending or embodied investing, it's spending from worthiness, right? It's spending from this place of fulfillment and not scarcity or lack, right? And I think I see this a lot of the times. I don't know if this is a great analogy per se, but I see this a lot when I hear women talk about buying lingerie. And they're like, oh, I bought this lingerie. I knew like my husband was going to like it. My boyfriend was going to like it, or whatever, whatever, right? I bought something that was like his fantasy, or, you know, something that I didn't really like on myself, but I bought it to please him, right? Or whatever it may be. And then when they do show up with something that they think that they would like or whatever it may be, and they don't get like that validation from their partner, they can become like, oh my God, is it me? And that's where the stories start to form. And that's where, you know, basically now we're feeling very disempowered. Now we're feeling, starting to feel insecure, or like, oh my God, why did I do this? I feel so stupid, right? Or whatever it may be, that story starts to like bubble up within us. Instead of, you know, looking at it from a place of empowerment, which is, I want this lingerie for me, and I'm going to pick a piece of lingerie that is for me. And I know potentially my partner will also benefit from this. Not only will they benefit from seeing me in this lingerie, because hot damn, I'm hot, but also they're gonna feed off of that energy of me feeling really fucking hot, right? And it's not, again, it's coming back to that energy. It's coming back to that embodiment of like, I know that I can tap into this energy, but the lingerie can be used as a tool. A material thing can be used as a tool that's going to expand this energy, that's going to feel really so fucking good and fulfilled. And it honestly, you know, of course, I know my partner is going to love it, but I am not holding on to that belief or that feeling or that validation or whatever it may be, because essentially for me personally, that would be disempowering, right? And I want to feel comfortable and confident in whatever I'm wearing, whether it's like me lounging at home or me in lingerie, right? Because at the end of the day, I want this lingerie to be a representation of me and what feels good in my life and what's going to make me feel fucking sexy and hot. And honestly, that's going to be my energy going into it, and not from this place of I need this lingerie in order to feel sexy. I feel sexy already, and I want the lingerie to expand my energy to reflect what I already feel on the inside, right? So that's just kind of one example, a sexy example, because, you know, I have to give all the sexy examples when it comes to this work. But yeah, that can be something that I see a lot of the time. And it's like, buy the lingerie for you and what's going to feel really good. Because at the end of the day, if we are spending from a place of lack or spending from a place of unalignment, that is where things get sticky. And that's where our relationship to money really starts to get murky here, right? And like we talked about in the other episodes, it's really important to have a good relationship with money, and how our relationships often in our romantic lives can represent our relationships with money, right? And at the end of the day, it's, you know, coming back to this very embodied energy from the start of, before you even think about buying this thing, right? Whatever it may be, right? It's coming from that very aligned and conscious space. And that ultimately will create this fulfilling cycle of pleasure and enjoyment with money, because now it's like I get to be embodied from this experience that otherwise, you know, I used to demonize, I used to not feel good about. And in all of the law of attraction and money manifestation and all those things, it's about using money in this very empowered place and understanding that it's always going to come back, right? Understanding that the more I give, the more I can receive, and the more I am willing to invest in myself from a very empowered place, the more I am not only giving permission for to others to do the same, but I am expanding my capacity to receive more aligned payments and money and everything like that. And having that trust is that when I spend or invest, looking at everything as like an investment, right? It really changes the way you see money and the way that you see spending. It's like, is this thing going to make me more comfortable? Is it going to expand me? Is it in alignment with what I want, right? Is it in alignment with who I am? And it's really interesting kind of taking these next steps to expand my energy, expand my pleasure potential, expand the energy of receiving. It's also expanding the stretching how much money I'm willing to invest in myself, right? And showing up completely embodied in everything and when it comes to investing, right? So recently, you guys know that I invested in a one-on-one coach myself. And at first, you know, it's like going from those different steps of like those wobbles, right? And I think that this is very, very common, right? When you make a big investment, it's like, oh my God, is this money going to come back to me? Is everything going to work out? What if it doesn't? Do I have a plan B? You know, X, Y, and Z, right? And of course, that's where like the ego starts to come in. And that's where like our safety receptors and everything just like light up. And it's like, alert, alert, we're in danger. And it's always coming back to that embodiment piece. And this is why it's so important when you're making these investments. It's like, from the moment before you even make that transaction, before I even jumped on a call with my one-on-one coach, I knew, I was like, I am willing to invest this much in myself. I am willing to invest, you know, I am ready to invest, even though it's scary. I am willing to stretch myself, because the more I stretch myself, the more I am stretching my capacity to receive as well, right? The more I stretch myself in my investments and into the investing into the woman I want to be and have the business that I want to have, the more I am stretching myself in my receiving end as well, right? So kind of coming back to, from the moment that transaction hit or before it hit, it was like I was already embodied in that investment. And even if you're just swiping your card at Target or something, it's like taking a step back and being embodied in that moment and being like, there's always more to come, right? The more I spend, the more I receive, and the more is always going to come back to me as long as I am spending it from an empowered place, right? Because where receiving can become hard, or where the waters with money and the relationship to money and the energetics behind money become murky, is when we are spending from this disempowered place and we're like, oh, we're scared to swipe that card, and we're like, oh, or we're really numb in that moment. I think this was something I dealt with a lot when I would swipe my card, and what ended up happening was I got into massive amounts of debt that was completely unaligned, right? And I recognized that back then I was swiping my card from a place of numbness. I wasn't embodied in that moment, right? I was committed to getting that short-term gain. And ultimately, I was young, and I was looking back now, it was like I didn't need half of the things that I needed back then, but I was so numb in my life, and I was numb in my hustle mentality. I was working all the time, you guys. You have no idea. I was numb sexually. I was numb with my bank account as well, right? And whenever I felt down or off or whatever, which was a lot, if I had any space in my time, I would just go swipe that card. And this ultimately led me to not feeling aligned with a lot of the purchases that I made. And none of those purchases ultimately got me to like what I wanted, right? It was a great lesson in that, but it was never like truly an investment. These things were just, you know, numbing for me. And, you know, that might not be what you're experiencing, but that is definitely something that I had to. Looking back now, I understand how unconscious I was. And I just remember like hating looking at my bank account, hating doing all that stuff. And that energy really seeps into everything that we do, right? And it just became bigger and bigger and bigger because, you know, the lack attracts lack, right? You know, this energy, right? Like attracts like, it's like that lack mentality, that disempowered mentality, that insecure mentality for myself was showing up in many different ways in my life, right? And so coming back to that transaction, coming back to those things, like really being present in that moment and swiping that card and being like so fucking grateful. There's always more coming back to me. I feel so aligned in this purchase. I know it's meant for me, even if it's just like getting laundry detergent at Target. It's like, oh my God, this is going to help me like have clean clothes, which makes me more comfortable. And I love my clothes. So therefore, this is such an aligned purchase. And I know this sounds like kind of delusional if you've never done this, but this will like get your energy cooking for this and to really bring it back to you tenfold. And what this does, we have to be a little bit delusional when we're talking about energy. We're talking about mindset, right? Because essentially this is a mindset. And we have to like give ourselves that space to be a little bit delusional, to be a little bit optimistic, not talking about toxic positivity. That's a completely different way, right? But it's like to be fully embodied, we have to be able to feel into it and let ourselves be a little bit delusional when we're going through these things, right? And then coming back to like the embodied beliefs behind it and feeling into the sensations of that investment. It's like, the more money I make, the more fun I can have, the more pleasure I can have, the more I invest and give for myself, the more I can show up for others in my life and in my business because I feel so fucking taken care of for. The more I show up for my next level version of myself, the closer I am to her, right? The more embodied I am in these sensations, the more money I can receive because I'm opening up that channel and I'm so embodied in my pleasure and in my beliefs around money, right? And remembering that a lot of investments is when it comes to successful people in the world, a lot of successful people invest in like saving time or saving energy, right? Because a lot of successful people, they have the money, right? And right now it's all about if you don't have a lot of money, right? A lot of this is like investing your time, right? Investing in this next level version of yourself, investing in the vision of your next level version of yourself. And this might not show up in money, right? This might show up in other ways, which will then turn into cash in your hand, right? Receiving that channel, right? The more I give to others, the more I'm willing to receive and vice versa, right? And a lot of successful people actually exchange money for the mere like energy. When I'm thinking of like these higher level coaches in the industry, they're not like investing in coaches because they need them, because that would be investing in a disempowered way, right? When we're feeling like we need to rely on somebody or we're like, we need the strategy or we need the results, we are essentially blocking off our energy from receiving a hell of a lot more than we want, right? We are not opening up our channel to actually receive more with ease and pleasure and more than we maybe ever imagined, right? We're trying to micromanage it. We're trying to control it, right? a lot, I think of these like higher level coaches that have been in the industry forever and make a ton of money, basically. They are just so embodied in that belief, and they know that when they invest in a coach, it's not for the coach's necessary like skill or strategy or whatever it may be. It's their energy, right? And the most expansive thing is like investing in a coach that has that energy that you desire and that they can like unlock your codes, right? Because we all have our own intuition and our own codes around money or, you know, belief systems or whatever it may be. And a lot of those may just be blocked off right now because you don't have anybody in your life that's like expanding you, right? And that is something that when I invested in a coach, it's not like I went in with this mentality of like, she's going to do everything for me and I, or it's coming from like this, I need her and I need her strategies and I need this, all that. I didn't go with any of that mentality. I was like, I know that when I invest in myself at this level, I am showing up. I'm going to show up for myself in such a bigger way. I'm going to be able to create a bigger impact. And I know me being supported energetically in this way is going to serve me much more than any fucking strategy out there, right? Because I can take all the business classes. I can do all the branding things. I can have the social media marketing strategists for me, right? But at the end of the day, if I'm not embodied in my business and my life, and if I'm not practicing and embodied in what I'm teaching, then what the fuck am I doing, right? Like, because that's not the life that I want, right? And this was kind of something I told my coach as well. It's like, I know that in order to hold more capacity for money and in order to receive more money and everything like that, I have to be embodied right now. And I know that that will essentially up-level my energy. And I have to be willing to stretch myself a little bit to show myself that I'm ready for this investment. I'm ready for this change in my life. And I'm ready to receive tenfold of what I'm investing in this person, right? And it's an energy exchange as well when we're talking about investing with money, but also not only just like an energy exchange within this container with this coach, but it's also the energy exchange of I am investing in this future version of me. I am saying yes to her. She's already here, right? In a lot of ways. And at the end of the day, I kind of came down to the belief of like, if I am stressed out, burnt out, hustling now, it doesn't matter if I'm making, you know, 10K or 50K or 500K. It doesn't fucking matter because if I'm stressed out at the lower end, then I'm gonna still be fucking stressed out later on. And then that's just the thing, right? So it's coming back to like, I know that the embodiment piece has to start now. And that is ultimately what I want out of my business because the money will come. I know the money's gonna come. And what's the point of, you know, having all this money if I am gonna be burnt out, hustling, hating my job, hating my life, feeling resentful, yada, 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 right? So there's also another element to this of finding the sweet spot when it comes to your embodied investments, right? Because we want to find the balance between what is really fucking easy, what stretches me, and also what is like way the hell out of my league right now, right? Not saying that you can't get there. We are working towards that. And essentially, I want you to focus on when you are making investments in your life, your business, whatever it may be, that you are looking at it from the lens of, I am going to expect the best results. I am going to make this amount of money back in no time. And also, I can stretch myself through this. And I know that I will still be safe, right? Because if we, first off, if the investment is too easy, let's say it's like $5 or something, this is why it's so easy to manifest like $5, $10, whatever it may be, because that's such a small amount that we're like, oh, of course, that's easy. We get so complicated though when we come to trying to manifest larger sums of money that maybe we haven't seen before. That is where the beliefs kind of start to come in that muddy the waters there for us, because it is just as easy to manifest $5 as it is $10,000, as it is $100,000. But this is where our like ego minds come in and we're like, I don't know about that. And the last thing you want to do is when you're making these investments come from a feeling of scarcity or lack. So if I am making, you know, $100,000 investment, I'm like, that is completely out of my league right now, right? And if I tried to do that, I mean, I guess I could, you know, I would have to jump through a lot of hoops to get it and possibly go into a lot of debt to get it. Could I make that investment back? Sure. But that wouldn't be a stretch for me. And what we're wanting, that would be like scary in debt. Can't even imagine that, right? And that would just be blow my mind out of the water. Can't relate. So that's not my step right now. And that's okay. Doesn't mean I won't get there. It's just not my step right now. And so it's finding that sweet spot between the $5 to $10 to $20, maybe $100, maybe $200 investment where it's like, okay, this is like pretty safe for me. And I don't even think about that because to the point where, and then to the next thing is like, what is stretching me? Because if the investment is too small, sometimes it can be a little bit harder for us to be embodied or implement it. And I'm speaking from definitely experience, which is sometimes we'll buy, you know, a $100 course, maybe a $200 course, and we'll just let it sit and never look at it because it wasn't enough to stretch us to go, oh, I need to take action on this, right? And then when I started making more in the $2,000 range, I was like, I am going to get the most out of this. I'm going to watch all the modules. I'm going to do all the journal prompts. I'm going to be on the calls. I'm going to raise my hand because I want to get the most out of this investment because that was a stretch for me, right? And now I'm going into this new realm of stretching where I've already made the $2,000 investments and now that seems like not enough, right? Because I've already shown myself that I can show up for that investment. I can already make that investment back. So now it's like, okay, I got to stretch myself a little bit more, but not to the point, obviously, where I am going to come from a place of like scarcity mindset, or like, you know, feeling afraid to make this investment or feeling like I can't even fucking sleep at night because I just spend so much money, right? So it's finding that balance of what is going to stretch me so that way I will show up for this next level version of me. What's going to fucking expand me, turn me the fuck on, right? And like, you know, be like, oh my God, I'm so proud of myself for investing this amount of money. And like back then, back, you know, a little not too long ago, that would have been a lot of money to me. But now it's becoming easier and easier. And I'm showing up in that worthiness and that space. And it's just like so much juiciness, right? So it's finding that balance for you on like what your limitations are right now, not limiting yourself in the sense of that you would never make that amount of money, but again, not to the point where you're pushing yourself so, so much that you fall back into like the scarcity, this, you know, lack and everything like that and feeling unaligned within that investment. Because ultimately, coming back to this whole podcast episode, which is embodied investing, right? We want to make sure it stretches us to the point where we show up a little bit different. Maybe we expand a little bit more. We're more embodied. We're turned on, but not to the point where our body literally contracts. That wouldn't be embodiment because it's such a big investment, right? It's like our bodies literally, like our heart goes to our stomach. That wouldn't be embodied. That wouldn't be pleasure filled, right? But there is kind of that little moment of excitement where your intuition hits when something comes up and you're like, ooh, I want that. That just turned me on right now. My pussy's lit up, right? Whatever it may be. And you're finding that. And then it's like, oh, yes, I want this. I want this. I want it. And then maybe you look at the price or whatever it may be. And then you're like, oh, but what if I don't have the money? Or what if I can't make the money? Or whatever it may be. And those kind of limitations come in. It's not so much like, oh my God, there's no way, not right now. You know, I am not ready to invest in that right now. We're going to change our language, right? It's not the I can't afford it. It's the that is not a priority to me right now. That is not where I'm at right now. But my next level version of me is going to be there pretty damn soon. But first, I'm going to make this a little bit smaller of investment, but still a stretch because I'm going to show up for it and be embodied and be aligned, right? And remembering that to come in with this investment of I'm expecting the best, right? Like when I invest in this one-on-one coach, I know that's going to blow my business up. I know that's going to have me explode. I know that this energy exchange is going to deepen my relationship with my business and my life and being a coach and my clients and whatever it may be, right? I know that I'm going to be able to show up so much fucking better for my clients. I know that I'm going to feel so supported in my business, like in that I've never experienced before, right? And now it's like I have given myself that permission to be like, you got to show the fuck up now. There's no more hiding, if I was ever hiding before, right? It's like there's no more hiding. Now you got to prove it to yourself. Now you got to show the fuck up and you're going to go make that money back, right? Now you're going to make tenfold of that back because now you're seeing the investment, the alignment, the expansion between this embodied investment, right? So, and I expect when I invest in something, I expect I'm going to get the most out of it. I'm going to, you know, make that money back. I'm going to expect the best and not expect the worst, right? Because I think it's so easy. And of course, you know, it's just her ego wants to be taken care of, wants to be held, wants to be seen, right? And coming back to like, I put out an Instagram post, earlier, or this week talking about how this is like our boomer voice coming in, like an overbearing parent or something coming in of like these fear-based ideas or thoughts or whatever it may be of like, well, what if you don't make that back? Oh, that's a lot of money. Are you sure? Oh, like those types of things. I just shut it off and I go, thanks. Like, I know that you just want the best for me, but I got it. I can handle it, right? And coming back to that belief with like my own thoughts and my own mindset of like, of course those beliefs are going to pop up in your head, but coming back to like, thank you. I know what I'm doing. I made this investment from an aligned, embodied, empowered place. And I know that it's the right thing for me. And I know that I'm going to make this money back. But thank you for your worries, I guess. Thank you for looking out for me. But I have this. I got this. I know it's going to come back to me. I know the universe is going to align for me. I know that when I show the fuck up for myself, I give others permission to do the same. I know that the universe will congratulate me, will send me all the good vibes back my way. And I know that when my energy is in alignment to receive, the more I expand my energy to give, I'm expanding my energy to receive. And I know that when I'm in alignment, I will receive way more than I ever believed was possible. So always coming back to that belief, remembering that you're up-leveling your energy throughout this process, right? And when these things come up, it's like when you're kind of going back and forth between these investments, tune into your body and ask yourself, you know, these questions of like, am I willing to invest in my fucking dream life? Am I ready to live a turned-on life? Do I want to be in pleasure? What would my next level version of myself say? Like with her having all this money and me just like, you know, and making this investment, what would she have to say? Would she be thanking me? Would she be like, yes, this was an investment that you needed to make. This was where you were coming from, alignment and embodiment and pleasure. Yes. Like, yes, thank you. Because also, I think of investments as accelerators and expanders and accelerators, right? It's like, I know that I could do these things on my own, right? I know that I could probably figure out the business stuff without a business coach. But the thing is that I want to save time. I want to accelerate my results. And I want to essentially exchange energy with somebody that has the life that I want, right? And they have done all the things that I'm going to have to face pretty soon here that maybe I haven't faced yet, right? And I want their energy, I want their guidance, I want their permission, I want their validation, right? And not only that, but then the energy side of it of like, I was willing to make this investment in myself and I want to be able to accelerate my capacity to expand my capacity to receive, right? But accelerate that receiving, right? Coming back to that energy exchange. And yeah, and then just remembering like when you invest in this next level version of yourself, like where will you be after this investment? Like, by the time this investment is over and this container is over, for example, like with my coach, I have 6 months with her, right? I'm in a 6 month commitment with her. And I'm thinking, like, oh my God, 6 months could fucking change my life, right? I'm just getting so turned on thinking about this. But, you know, this investment is like thinking about where I'm going to be at the end of this. It's like, oh my God, how could I not make this investment, right? I could do this in 6 months. It's fucking amazing, right? Amazing. So just thinking about that, reflecting on that, and just always keeping in the back of your mind of like, I just want to be the most embodied investor, right? Whatever I want to invest in is always going to be investment, no matter if it's material, no matter if it's the stock market, no matter if it's giving money to somebody, maybe it's even issuing a refund, right, to somebody. Am I embodied within these transactions? Am I embodied in receiving and like expanding my capacity? And when I swipe that card, am I numb or am I embodied and present throughout that transaction? All right, guys, I hope that you thoroughly enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love, love, love if you could share this episode with a friend, a family member, or on your Instagram story. Just make sure to tag me. And if you want to be a part of the masterclass that I'm going to be teaching for Lindsay, definitely get inside my Facebook group because I'm going to be posting the Zoom link for you guys. This is absolutely free. You can watch it. I'm going to be talking about pleasure-based business, how I run a business through pleasure. And if you're thinking about, if you are already like a coach or an entrepreneur, or if you want to become one, this class will definitely, definitely be for you. I'm going to be teaching it inside her group, but you guys will have access if you're in the Sacred Slut Sisterhood Facebook group. You'll have access to the link that I will be sharing. So definitely check it out. Hopefully you guys can be there live. You can ask me questions and everything like that. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast. I hope this episode has your juices flowing and has you feeling inspired to create your own version of a pleasure-filled life. I would love, love, love it if you could leave this podcast a rating and review, hopefully 5 stars. This really helps out the podcast to reach more women like yourself, so that way we can empower each other and create a beautiful community. If this episode has brought you value, please share it with a friend, a family member, your partner, a coworker, or even on your social media. If you do post on your social media, make sure to tag me at Becca Jo Cavanaugh on your Instagram, so that way I can thank you and send you so much love. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, so that way you never miss an episode. If your pussy and intuition is craving more and to dive deeper into this work, check out my website and ways that you can work with me through my signature courses and intimate coaching containers. Sending you so, so much love, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, sluts!